Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 6, and it's a Tuesday, June 7th. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
Yes, and it's our show that talks about gay topics, geek stories, and...
bizarre shit.
Yep, that's right. Okay. So, let's go with the gay here, and it's... Okay. Are you gonna...
I'm gonna do this one, because I thought this was quite interesting.
It is, actually it is.
Because on that other podcast we did, we've talked about this before, several times, when gay marriage became legal. But I'm just gonna give you the brief of the article, and y'all can find it on the... posted on the Gay Geek Bizarre Facebook page. United States government says L.A. gay couple's 1975 marriage is valid. The United States federal government has recognized as legally valid the April 1975 same-sex marriage of Richard Adams and Anthony Sullivan, approving the green card petition that Adams filed in 1975 for his husband, an Australian citizen. After Adams died in December 2012, Sullivan sought to have the Immigration Service recognize their marriage and grant a green card to him as the widow of a U.S. citizen. The green card granting Anthony permanent residency status in the United States was issued on the 41st anniversary of his Boulder, Colorado marriage to Richard, a same-sex marriage that remained in the record and which has never been invalidated by Colorado officials. The green card was recently delivered to the Hollywood apartment Richard and Anthony shared for nearly four decades.
Wow.
So.
They've been around for so long.
But here's the deal. They somehow got a marriage license in Colorado. And this was long before pot was valid.
Okay. Yeah, way before.
So somebody actually validated a marriage license for them in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
They never invalidated it. So the government's now legally recognized that they've been married since 1975.
So that's the longest running gay marriage, same-sex.
Well, it was the longest running same-sex marriage since they've recognized it. But that means all these other marriage certificates from other countries where people have gone to Canada and gotten married.
Yeah.
Are they valid?
Why wouldn't they? They should be.
Well, those people have come back to the United States and broken up.
Hmm. So if you are, I don't know, do you need to remarry if you're married in a different country?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Are those documents valid? Because we've had this discussion on the other podcast about the whole gay marriage thing. What about all these people that ran off when it became legal in Canada or Europe and got married, and they were valid legally married in Canada?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually, it's a matter of in states, in different states where anywhere in the U.S., I guess they have to recognize marriage licenses or a marriage from different countries, from other countries. They don't necessarily need to be married in the U.S. They just need to be married in different countries.
Remember when Canada authorized gay marriage? Oh, I had a bunch of my friends went out there and get married,
mm-hmm.
and now those friends are no longer together. Do they have to file for divorce? Go back and file for divorce now?
They have to file for divorce where they got married. Not here.
Why not here?
I don't think you can.
Say I got married in Europe.
Okay.
And moved here, and me and my partner separated.
Then you need...
But we got married there before it was legal here.
Okay.
So would that marriage be recognized? Do any lawyers listen to this show that want to pipe in on this topic? Or does anybody else have any ideas on this?
Yeah.
Because this has always been one of the things. I'm like, lawyers are waiting on that loophole to hit, and they're going to eat it up with the gay marriage.
Regardless of actual gay marriage, what if it's just really marriage? It is marriage now.
But before that, it was gay marriage.
Okay. But think about it. If you are a straight couple who got married in Europe, and you went here and you separated.
Legally have to divorce.
Not here.
Why not?
Do you have to divorce here or where you got married?
You have to divorce here because that's a legally binding contract. And if y'all registered as married, you're considered as married.
Yeah, but you are married in Europe. So just because couples
move to the U.S., they're not legally married.
No, their marriage is recognized.
Okay.
But
here's the deal. If they become citizens or stay here,
Okay.
I mean, it's that whole thing. Is it really, is their marriage really recognized or not? I mean, because if it's recognized for straight couples, then a gay marriage from somewhere else should be recognized.
Yeah, it should be. Yeah. And in this, at this point in day and age, yes. In this point in time, okay. Yes, you should.
But if that happened before gay marriage was legal, which this precedent just set, that they got married in 1975,
so it's
which
possible
was
they're
before
not.
It was legal,
mm-hmm.
and they are recognizing it as a legal marriage, and he got his green card. So all these people
he got his green card back then.
No, he got his green card
now.
Okay. They just delivered it to his house. His partner's been dead since 2012.
Well, I guess he's lucky then. He still got his green card.
Well, yes, but I mean, he got it as a widow of an American citizen. But the only reason he got it was because they had a marriage license from 1975 that didn't get invalidated by an official in Colorado.
Yeah, that is unusual then.
So if that's legal.
Yeah.
Then other marriages from other countries before.
May not be legal.
No, that's what I'm saying. They are legal.
They are legal. It should be.
So all of our friends that went out and got married, now they broke up.
Then if they remarry here, they would be committing bigamy.
Exactly.
Okay. That's an interesting point. I don't know. I don't know how bigamy laws here in the U.S. happens. That I think bigamy is if you are married in different states. But not. I don't know about in different countries because you can't reinforce it. It's hard to reinforce something.
In the United States, defined marriage is between one person and another person, not one person and three other people or two other people. So if you're married to somebody else, you can't get remarried legally.
Here in the U.S.
Here in the U.S. In most other countries, you can't do it either.
Yeah. If you're married twice, I don't know, because their marriage license is not in the U.S. I don't know.
Is it? I mean, this one was valid, and it's from 1975. So.
And it was here.
And it was here.
It's Colorado. Okay.
But the marriage license in Canada is valid.
Yeah.
Is it not?
It should be.
Valid in Canada, why would it not be valid here now?
Well, not necessarily valid. Like I said, it's not being valid. It's recognized that you're married.
I think we need a lawyer to weigh in on this. We need a lawyer.
Anyway, okay. So what do you guys think?
Tell us what y'all think. Do y'all think, I mean, I'm glad this happened, but do y'all think other people that got married in other countries are still legally married considered married in the U.S. now?
Mm-hmm.
And if they are, if they did it before gay marriage was approved.
Yeah. I wonder what the form is there, because usually the forms back then would say husband and wife. I guess if it says spouse.
Oh, no. I just think it throws an interesting loophole and stuff in, and I think lawyers are missing out on a great thing to jump on stuff.
Oh, yeah. The big money maker, right?
Big money maker. Because all these people went and got married all over Europe and Canada and wherever else they could get married.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're in the U.S. living in sin with some other person. So
yeah. Let's think about it.
So y'all tell us what you think. If you're a lawyer, email us or call us and let us know what's going on with it.
That's right. Okay. Let's go on with the geek. Okay, this guy, this is a geek that's somebody at work talked about this, and it seems interesting. So HTC Vive now ships shortly after you order it.
What's a HTC Vive?
Oh, it's very big. Buying an HTC Vive has been a time-consuming process. Even after it started shipping to customers, you technically had to pre-order the virtual reality headset and twiddle your thumbs waiting for it to arrive. Mercifully, you won't need much patience. After today, HTC has announced that the Vive now ships within 2 to 3 business days of when you order it, and you'll have live. You have to live in one of the 24 countries. Oh, okay, to get it. So, what is this really? What is HTC Vive? It's virtual reality. You wear it. But then I think you need to have a high-tech computer. You have to spend like $1,500 for a computer and $800 for this.
Well, all those fools at work walk around with these cardboard cutout things on their head.
Well, yeah, that's what you're talking about is the Google Cardboard, I think. You can put your Samsung phone or your phone on that cardboard. But no, we're not talking about that. We're talking about HTC Vive. The HTC Vive is that. And it was a topic this morning.
So it's an actual VR headset.
It's actually a VR headset that it really freaks out people when you wear it and you look around you and it really immerses you. Some people are crying. Some people are actually affected by it because it either looks so real or it really disorients them.
So I guess I have to wait for the Silent Hill game to come out that'll go along with this to really scare the shit out of me, huh?
Oh, yeah. Although, I'll wait for it. Maybe it would drop the price. And who knows? 2 or 3 years from now, it would become like as expensive as a computer. Who knows? Because technology is really, it's really fast and developing. See, and it becomes cheaper.
I've never got into video games, really playing them. Mm-hmm. But maybe if it's a VR thing where it's more immersive and you can actually do stuff.
Yeah, that's the point.
Physically, then sit there and mash little buttons. That's what always drove me crazy.
Yeah.
But that's pushing people's buttons, not on machines.
Yeah. But that's the point of this. Imagine if you do wear these VR glasses and you go to a tour to Italy or you go to the Basilica and you look around and it looks like the inside and it would freak you out. Yeah, it's not gaming. It's not true gaming because you don't have to do anything. You just look around. If you're touring. You're practically touring. Or you can even be inside somebody else's car in a...
No, I want to put these bitches on and walk onto the deck of the Enterprise D.
Exactly. Oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be awesome if you...
And be like, somebody take me to warp. Initiate warp drive, please.
You're saying it wrong. What is it? Engage.
Engage.
Disengage.
But I can't be like the rest of the captains. I have to be initiate.
Initiate? Okay. Number two. What is it? Number one. Go and do number two.
Something like that.
So yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But it's interesting that it's getting there. It's getting cheaper. It can be shipped really, really fast very soon. And it's...
Well, all porn's got to get a hold of it. And that's going to drop down so low.
Porn.
It'll drop so low. It sounds like a rap song.
My God, porn! Imagine that VR porn. That'd be big. Yes, right. Well, you won't feel anything, but you.
Well, if you get a sucking machine for your dick.
Well, yeah, that's right. And
one of those masturbators that works virtually with everything,
complete with the VR. When you look down, somebody's giving you a BJ. Oh, that'd be interesting. Okay, so yeah, guys, if you bought one, please give us a review. That'd be awesome.
And others.
Yes, if you have a VR headset, or Oculus Rift, or HTC Vive, or if you bought one, please let us know and tell us your experience of it. Okay, so next, Ray is the bizarre. Want to do it, or should I?
Okay, scientists attempting to harvest human organs and pigs to create human pig embryo. What the hell?
That's why it's bizarre.
Human pigs out there already.
We already know some pigs here.
Put some wings on them, let them fly. Scientists trying to grow human organs inside pigs in an attempt to tackle a shortage of donors have successfully created part human, part pig embryos. Researchers at the University of California, Davis combined human stem cells and pig DNA and allowed the embryos to mature for 28 days before terminating the experiment and analyzing the tissue.
Now they believe the animals.
They believe the animals which had been carried to term would have developed a human internal organ, but would have looked and behaved like any other pig. The goal is that in the future, similar animals could potentially act as a ready source of organs for life-saving transplants. To create chimeric embryos, the scientists used a gene editing technique known as CRISPR to knock out a section of the pig's DNA necessary for the embryo to develop a pancreas. Humans introduce...
Pluripotent
stem cells were then injected to the pig embryo. Then these are cells that have the potential to develop to any tissue type in the resulting fetus. Although genetically foreign, they are not rejected by the pig embryo because the immune system has not yet developed. So instead, the human cells would be expected to follow the chemical cues from pig embryo developing to different tissues in the fetus. In most cases, they are outcompeted by the pig's embryo's own cells, but in the case of the pancreas, there are no pig cells to compete with. Hence, the embryo goes to develop a pancreas derived from the injected human cells. And this is very interesting. I find this very interesting because, say, you know, you're somebody that's got a heart disease.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because they take your DNA, do the same thing, they grow the pig, and the pig's maturity rate is a lot faster than most animals.
Mm-hmm.
So... within 12 months, you could have a new heart that's genetically matched to yours, so you won't have rejection issues.
Yeah. And aside from that, when you're done with the pig, take out his heart, then make a bacon out of it.
That's right. And then you got bacon.
Yeah.
So, which is probably how you got the heart disease in the first place. But We digress.
Good twist there, Ray. Good we twist. Just... I see now. Yeah, so it's interesting because you can grow anything.
And then you pancreas. Can eat there. Then you can serve the bacon to your family and they say like, Dad, this tastes like you.
This tastes like, oh, it kind of sounds incestuous right there. So,
but,
okay, so.
But I think that's very interesting. I think it's, I don't want to go to the whole Krypton, Superman Krypton deal about the Krypton wars and the clones and all that kind of stuff because I think it's very interesting that that's happening. But I think it's also going to be to a point that they will just be able to clone organs at some point.
Yeah, I mean, remember there's some movies like The Island? I can't remember which one. The one with Ewan McGregor?
Yeah, where they grew clones.
They grew clones. They keep them dumb, but then they're... Then they won the lottery. It's actually they're going to be harvested by their owners. So, that's of course unethical. And I'm sure somewhere out there has cloned humans.
I'm sure. I don't think Dolly the sheep was the only clone ever.
Yeah, created. I'm sure it's been done by somewhere out there that of course not saying anything, and they're probably full grown right now. And what I'm saying is, if you're although clones may have been done that way, you don't have to do that anymore if you have this technology with the pigs. Mm-hmm. That you can grow, you know, hearts or pancreas in this case. And some people probably need some brain, maybe. Some people do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of interesting. We are in that day and age that we are having animals, you know, domesticated or what have you. To provide the organs that we'll need for transplant.
And I
for
think
medically,
while they're doing it on pigs too, is because pigs also, their organs are very similar to human organs, other than outside of other livestock.
That's right. It's pretty good though when you eat lechon or when you eat, you know, bacon or pig's ears.
Prosciutto.
Or prosciutto, great prosciutto. That's always
good. No pig ears, no pig's feet. Mm-hmm.
All right, so I guess that's the show. We're just really short. Wanted to thank Cesar for he's posting stuff in the Gay Geek Bazaar Facebook page. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbazaar.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Please call us. We'll play your voicemail on the show because we like voicemails. Mm-hmm. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Yes, and we are on SoundCloud, Google Play, and iTunes. We're now on iTunes. You can search us there. And we're working on Stitcher Radio still, so that'd be great. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next time on Gay Geek Bazaar. Bye.
Adios. Oh.